bless you. We're glad that you tuned in with us on tonight. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for all the great things that you've done in our lives. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for keeping us. We thank you, Lord. You've been so good and so merciful unto us. And we are not even worthy of your goodness, but we give thanks and praise and glory and honor to the name of the Lord. We thank you for your many mercies, Lord. We thank you for your compassion, Lord. We thank you for how you spared us, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord. You gave us this day and another chance to draw closer unto thee. You right now, Lord. We give praise to your name, Lord. Your name is worthy to be praised. We lift you up in the highest. Glory to your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you, O Lord, for how you kept our families. We thank you, Lord, for the great things that you've done in our lives. Oh, my God, continue to bless us. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch under prayer. Help us, Lord, to look to you, Lord, for you are our very present help in trouble. Help us, O Lord, to take us through our tests and trials. Help us to continue to look to you. Oh, my God, increase our faith the more. Our faith looks up to you, Lord. Oh, my God, you are our hope and you are our help. We want you to move, Lord. Have your way today, Lord. Send thine anointed, O Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, quicken us, O Lord, according to thy word and thy loving kindness. Meet us here today, Lord. Let your word reach some soul that they might be saved, that they might receive Christ in their life, Lord. Oh, my God, look on the families who are bereaved, Lord, those who are grieving, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we want you to touch and bless your people. We want you to move, Lord, from city to city, from town to town, from state to state, oh, Lord. And from country to country, throughout this world, Lord, touch, Lord, save, Lord, heal, Jesus, deliver, Lord, save souls, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, work a miracle in somebody's life. Heal them that are sick, those who are afflicted. Oh, no, you're able, Jesus. We know you got the power, Lord. Deliver the day, Lord. Look on those souls, O Lord, that is in despair. Touch right now, Lord. Lift heavy burdens. Strengthen the weak. Deliver the bound. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, bless your people, Lord, throughout this world, Lord. Oh, my God, look on the pastors, the shepherds, O Lord. Help them to lead the flock. Help them, O Lord. Jesus, save some souls, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Let your spirit prevail. Oh, my God, we believe you today. We believe that you'll touch. We believe that you'll heal. And we believe that you'll save. And we give you thanks. We thank you in advance. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Have your way no more, Lord. Jesus, move by your spirit, O Lord. Send your word, O Lord, thine own way, and we will give thy name. name to praise. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will move in the name of Jesus. Somebody needs it today. Somebody needs help. Somebody is in trouble today. Somebody is being tried, Lord. Somebody, Lord, is going through tribulation. Help today. Help, Lord. We know you're able, and we believe your word today. We thank you in advance. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray this prayer, oh Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Glory to God. Bless the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast, oh Lord. We thank the Lord for this prayer. And I tell you, I'm feeling that right now. I feel pretty good driving and going forward in the Lord. But at this time, we will now have the reading of our opening scripture from Sister Cheryl Edmond.
Amen. We're going to be reading from the 100th number of Psalms. That's the 100th number of Psalms. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord is, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Thank God for the reading of the 100th number of Psalms.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of the scripture. Glory to God. At this time, in the way of announcement, I like to announce that our services, our broadcast services here, is on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday night, p.m. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and the number, the call-in number, if you'd like to call in and be on the line, you can call 701-802-5175, and the access number is 5847-681-POUND. And we also have, if you want to call in to the broadcast and just listen in, you can dial 563-999-3511. And I also like to say that if you would like to receive a brand new King James Version of the Bible, free of cost, you can call immediately after this broadcast. Call 856-304-7774. Once again, that is 856-304-7774. And that is for the free Bible. Praise the Lord. And in the way of our prayer list, we need you to pray. Those of you, everyone that can get a prayer through, we're asking that you pray for Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley, who is dealing with cancer, and we know God can heal the cancer, and pray for the unsaved family members, some of our unsaved family members, Andrew Gale. He's battling the COVID virus. He is right now hospitalized, and he's on a ventilator. Also, Mika Ray, she's also battling COVID, and a pastor in Camden. Ventria Blackshear, that the Lord will save her and deliver her out of her situation. want to pray for India West, Larry Denton. You know, God is able to change. He can work a miracle in his life. We want to also remember Ava Brown Feliciano, who has been missing, and Sister Idell. We want to pray for her. She was struck by a car. She's right now in therapy, and she has a broken leg. So let's pray for her. And we want to pray for Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, who's trying to recover from a stroke. The Lord did bless him, and he is talking. So we thank the Lord for that. So I want to pray for Sister Cheryl and also Jada McBride. We know that God is able to deliver her. He knows her condition and her situation. So we want to remember to pray for these souls on this prayer list. And we thank the Lord. Also, we had with us Evangelist Sheila Hameen of the broadcast. She has her own broadcast. And at this time, we're going to allow her to announce her information. Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The name of my broadcast is the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, and you can dial in to listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online by logging on to www.radio.com/MyKingsService. Title One School. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord for our announcements. And at this time, we will have a selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Thank God for another opportunity to do something for the Lord. We're going to sing this song, Short and Sweet. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. I want you to save me till my hands look new. Save me till my feet do too. Hold me all the while. Hold me as your child. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord. Save made me Lord. I want to be your child. I want to be your child. Save me, Lord.
Praise God.
Save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Glory to God. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Glory to God. God can save. Now we will hear from Evangelist Sheila Hameen, words of encouragement, words of exhortation, or however the Lord leads you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the opening prayer, the scripture, and the song that we just heard. I just thank God for being back on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank God for all of you for tuning in. Praise the Lord. This is the Lord's day. And just thinking on that song, save me, Lord. It's time now. Salvation is for today. Save me, Lord. Even if you are struggling, you're dealing with any situation, the Lord can save you out of that trouble. Praise the Lord. I'm just happy to be back on the broadcast. I thank God for how he's been blessing. I thank the
Amen.
Lord for the good reports that we've been hearing concerning what the Lord is doing.
Yes.
And the opening scripture reminds us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yes.
To serve the Lord with gladness, to come before his presence with singing. So we can come before him just singing. It's amazing what God will
yes,
do
Lord. Thank
if
you,
we
Jesus.
Open our mouth and sing. And God,
yes.
he will send the blessing. He will be lifted up and glorified through the joyful noise, the song that we render unto him. And I'm reminded of a time when I was praying with someone. The Lord has called them home, but they were praying with me. And this is Mother Thompson. Praise the Lord. She was at my house, and we were praying. And the Lord spoke through her. And she told me the Lord wanted me to sing at that moment. And because I was hesitating, I was trying to think of a song to sing. You know, she was telling me the urgency of it. God
yes.
wants you to do it right now.
Yes.
You know, when God gets ready to move, he wants you to move right then and there.
Yes.
He drops a song in your heart. He wants you to sing that song to the glory and honor of himself, that he may be lifted up. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord,
and
Lord.
The blessings will come down.
Yes,
so we
Lord.
Can miss out sometimes when we don't move when the Lord says move. Maybe you don't feel like it. Maybe you think nothing can come to mind. Just open your mouth up.
Yes.
And God will put a song in your heart. And when you open your mouth, you can sing it to the glory of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I want to encourage you to just give God the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor, because he is worthy at all times. Serve the Lord with gladness. When you come before him with singing. I heard somebody say, why do we have to sing before we pray? He wants you to come before him with singing. That's why.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what God wants. Let us seek to please the Lord. So I want to encourage you tonight, turn your hearts and your minds toward hearing the word of God, hearing from the Lord, because the Lord is sending his word. His word
Amen.
Is coming forth. It is coming forth in power and in demonstration. The Lord is speaking over the airwaves through this broadcast. And if you are listening, hear the word of the Lord and take heed to those words. Just like that song, just as a prayer, save me, Lord.
Yes.
Cry out to him and ask him to save you. Even if you think that you have what you need, cry out to him and ask him to save you, because we don't know what's ahead. We don't know what's coming our way.
Amen.
We need the Lord to save us. So
yes.
be encouraged and let God speak to you tonight. Let God minister to you. Whatever you stand in need of, God can, he can fix it. He can work it out. So obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Know that he is God. Amen. God made us. He knows us. We're his people. We're the sheep of his pastor.
Yes.
You ought to just give him thanks. You know,
yes.
Be thankful for that. And the song says, I want to be your child. If you haven't given your life to him, you want to be his child, say, save me, Lord. I want to be your child. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise God. So we thank God for this portion of the broadcast. And now we're going to ask that you would turn your mind and your heart toward receiving the word of God and to pray for the woman of God as she comes forth. Pray along with her and be sure to put aside everything that's going to distract you during this word coming forth. Get that out of the way and make sure that you can listen carefully from the start to the finish of the message. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Mitch. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you will touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. Send thy word and send thine anointing, O Lord. Let it reach some soul, O Lord, that they may call out with their ways and give their life to you, that they may be delivered from any situation that they are going through. And we will give thy name the praise. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us go to the book of James. James, the first chapter, very familiar passage of scripture, but we can always get something new out of the word of God. That's James, the first chapter, and we're going to begin at the first verse. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Glory to God. My title tonight is Being Tried. And my theme is Count It All Joy. Now, we know being a child of God, we are going to be tried. And when we are being tried, we are being subjected to trials, distress, but found faithful or trustworthy through experience or testing. And when we are being tried, it means to be put to test or trial, to subject to something as undue strain or excessive hardship or provocation that tests the powers of endurance. And when we are being tried, we find many times that we are going through different things and different situations in our lives and in our everyday surroundings. And we are continuously being subjected to excessive hardship, going through things like many times we may be without funds, or we might be going through some things in our home or on our jobs. Satan working at you, trying to provoke you and cause you to say something or to do something that is not like the Lord. And that is his objective. He wants us to do something that is not according to the word of God. In essence, he does not want us to to endure. The Bible says that because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax and shall endure unto the end. The same shall be saved. So Satan's purpose is to cause us not to endure, to cause us not to be faithful, to cause us not to be trustworthy. But he wants us to give up and do that which is not according to the word of God. But my brother James was speaking to his brethren, and he was saying, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, meaning that there's going to be times you're not intending to fall into temptation, but you will fall into temptation. And that doesn't mean that you're going to just deliberately go out there and sin or do something wrong. But what it is saying is that there are many different types of temptations, and you are going to fall into it, not willingly, but because you're still down here and you're dealing with the temptations of this world, you are going to fall into the diverse temptations. And that means many, many different types of temptations. Yours may not be like mine, and mine may not be like yours, but surely we all will fall into diverse temptations. You ever seen a person walking and all of a sudden they stumble, but they didn't mean to stumble, but they fell into that diverse temptation, not wanting to fall into it, but they fell into it. And this is what James was trying to explain. He said, my brethren, brothers and sisters out there and over the whole wide world, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. When your faith is being tried and you endure, it teaches you work patience. It'll teach you how to be patient before the Lord. And the Bible says, have her perfect work that
ain't
he
that much
may
you can
be
mix it
perfect
all.
And entire, wanting nothing. Phone on mute, please. Says, but let patience have her perfect work that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Glory to God. Even though we are falling into diverse temptations, we have to learn to let patience have her perfect work, because faith worketh patience. We got to keep that faith in God that he will take us through, even though we are being tempted, even though we are being tried day by day. Glory to God. Temptation, that act evil, diverse enticement. Satan has all kinds of enticements. And let me tell you one thing. God does not, he does not entice us to do evil. You get it? God does not entice the people of God or anybody to do evil. It's Satan that entices you to do that which is wrong, because God wants us to do that which is right, even if it costs our life. Glory to God. And when we do that which is right, the Bible says in the 12th verse, Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. You're going to be a happy man if you endure temptation. Hallelujah. If you endure that temptation where Satan has tried to entice you to do something evil, but instead you waited on God, you blessed the Lord, you prayed, hallelujah, you took that patience and that faith, and you looked to the Lord, that man is going to be a happy man. Blessed is that man that endures the temptation, that suffer and go through his trying. Hallelujah. I know sometimes it's not easy when the devil is raging all in your home. He's raging all on your child. He's raging all in our children. Lord have mercy. He's raging in the places of work. He's raging everywhere he can. But we still have to maintain our faith and trust in the Lord, because the Lord is able to take us through. He's able to keep us when we trust in the Lord and we go through our tests and trials. The Bible says, then shall ye have rejoicing in oneself after you have stood your test, after you have stood through your temptation, after you've been trying on every hand, but you kept the faith and you were trustworthy unto the Lord. You were faithful unto the word of God. The Lord will bless your soul. There will be rejoicing because you stood your test. The Bible is telling us, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. By our faith being tried, it works patience. It teaches us patience. The Bible says, in your patience, possess ye your souls. By you being patient, you can own your soul. But if you don't be patient, if you can't wait on the Lord, if you can't trust in the Lord, you will lose out, because we are going to be tried. Every one of us on the face of this earth is going to be tried, whether you're saved or not saved. The Bible said our brethren that are in the world, they are being tried too. Hallelujah. But God, he's able to take us through. He's able to keep us from falling. I heard the Apostle John, he said these words, have I spoken unto you? He wrote the words of Jesus, and Jesus began to speak, and he said, these words have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Glory to God. Jesus said, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. We can overcome with the help of the world, with the help of the Lord. The devil is a liar. We can overcome. We can overcome with the help of the Lord. The Lord is our help. He is our aid. He will come to our rescue when we get in trouble, when the devil tries on every hand. God, he's a very present help in trouble. He'll come to our rescue. He will deliver. care what you're going through. Trust in the Lord. Commit your way unto the Lord. And God, I said, God will work everything out all right. Hallelujah. We got to learn to count it all joy. When the devil rises up against us, count it all joy. Joy, joy comes in the morning when we wait on the Lord and trust in the Lord. Make him our trust. We wait patiently. The Lord will deliver, and we will be able to praise God and give him praise for what he has done, for taking us through that test and that trial. I heard Peter when he said that the trial of your faith being much more precious than of gold. We know gold is a precious mental element. It's a precious element. But our faith is much more precious than that of gold that perishes. You see, that gold is going to perish. But if we keep the faith, that faith in God will take us through. The Bible says, though it be tried with fire, might it be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Our faith is much more precious. Why? We have to keep the faith. And the word of God said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Glory to God. We have to keep that faith, keep that patience, and rejoice in the Lord when he takes us through our tests and our trials. You can go forth and praise God in advance. The Bible says, in other words, consider all of this joy, because look at what God has done. He gave us that patience. He gave us him to trust in him, that faith works the patience that we need to go through our tests and our trials. Don't be quick to give up. Don't be quick to be enticed by the devil to do evil, but stand, having done all, to stand. The Bible says stand. Glory to God. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again, hallelujah, with the yoke of bondage. Don't go back into bondage. Don't get entangled again in the world of sin. But oh, I know it might not sound easy to you, but if we do what the word of God tells us to do, he will bring us out all right. We can overcome. Jesus overcame the world. Yes, he did. He overcame, and we can overcome too. We're going to be tested, and we're going to be tried. We're going to go through tribulation. We're going to be vexed day by day, going through our tests, hallelujah, daily. We are going to be tried. But God, I said, God can take us through. He can help us to make this journey. Yes, we're being tried, but God is on our side. He's right there to take us through. We can consider it all joy. Go ahead. Let him lie on you. Let him cheat you. But that's all right. Consider it all joy. The things that you're going through,
count it all joy. One, two, three, let them all come. Count it all joy. Hallelujah. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah, because your brethren, they were in the world, but they were tried, but they held on, and they went through their test and their trials. Hallelujah. They went through. We can go through too. Jesus went through. We can go through too. Jesus endured. He was being tortured. Hallelujah. He was dying on the cross, but he went through, and he said, Father, it is finished. The work that you gave me to do, finished. He endured his test. He endured his tribulation. He remained trustworthy. He remained faithful. Hallelujah. Unto God, his Father, he did the work that the Lord sent him to do. And we too must do the work that God has sent us to do. Glory to God. Yes, we're going to be tried. We got to be tried. As gold is tried by the fire, so we must be tried. Our faith must be tried. But we can go through. Reading from the 12th verse of James, the first chapter, blessed is the man that endured temptation, for when he is tried, shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. The Lord promised to give us the crown of glory to all them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. You hear what the scripture says? Neither tempted he any man. So when you're being tried, you can't say that God is tempting you, because God does not tempt the evil. He only wants us to do good and to do that which is right, because that's how he's going to reward us in that great day. He's going to reward us according to our works. Hallelujah. He's going to reward us according to the things that was done in our body. We're going to have to stand before God. If we don't stand up, we're going to have to stand before God and tell him why we didn't stand our test. We're going to have to tell him why, when we were tempted or we were tight, why we didn't reject it. My Lord, but I want to be able to endure unto the end. Glory to God. After I'm tempted, after I'm tried, I want to be able to make it into the kingdom of God. Stand my test. The Bible says in the 14th verse, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust. Something in him that he desires, something that he wants that's in the world that is not like God. He is drawn away of own lust and enticed. Hallelujah. He's enticed with evil because that lust is in him. But God does not tempt anybody to do anything evil. Then, when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Death. Not life, but death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turn. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth. With God's own will, he got us with the word of truth. It was the word of truth. It wasn't the word of evil, but it was the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Glory to God. The Bible says in Romans, who, it didn't say what, the love of Christ shall tribulation. Are you going to let tribulation or distress stop you from serving the Lord? Are you going to let persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Are you going to let these things cause you separated from the Lord? Don't let these things stop you from serving the Lord. I don't care how the kids cut up. I don't care how the boss man curse you out. I don't care if the enemy rise up against you. None of these things are worth you losing your soul, losing out with God. But we got to be tried. But we have to stand our test when we are tried. When that devil tries to bring excessive hardship, try to provoke you. You know, sometimes the devil will work through the children and try to provoke you to say something that you got no business saying, or do something that you have no business doing. Lord have mercy. Sometimes that devil will talk to you and tell you, knock them side their head, hallelujah, or tell you to curse them. But no, no, no. Stand your test. Continue to look to the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And just count it all joy. Rejoice in the Lord when Satan rise up against you and cause you. He wants you to turn around. He tries to cause you to turn around. But rejoice in the Lord and give it over to Jesus, because he can work it out. Count it. Just count it all joy. Hallelujah. When you're persecuted and the devil say all manner of evil against you to try to provoke you, just rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord, because God is on our side. Just go ahead on and count it. Consider it all joy, because God knows how to work it out. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation, that they may be able to bear it. He will work it out so you can endure. Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 3, be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercy and the God of all comfort, who comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. When God comforted us, then we can comfort somebody else. Hallelujah. And we have tribulation, because God, he comforted us, and he let us know that he is with us. Glory to God. So let us comfort someone else, and let them know that they can go through their tests, although they are being tried. The Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Glory to God. I'm persuaded that the Lord is able to keep that committed unto him against that day. Glory to God. My trust is in the Lord. There may be someone out there in radio land today. You're being tried also. And the devil's trying to make you throw up hands and give up and trying to provoke you and cause you to do something that is evil. But I want to encourage you tonight, don't do it. Trust in the Lord. Keep your faith in God. He's able to take you through, and he's able to work that situation out. I don't care where it is, on your job, in your home, amongst your loved ones. I don't care. God is with you tonight to count it all joy. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will help you. He is our help. So if you want to go through, you may need strength. God has got strength. He'll make you strong where you're weak. He'll build you up where you are torn down. And if there's someone out there who want to be saved, the door of salvation is yet open for you. You can be saved. You can be converted, sanctified, and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Converted and sanctified, God knows it, and he's ready and willing to fill you with the Holy Ghost. So the doors of salvation is open, and we're going to have Evangelist Hameen come forth and lead us in the word of prayer for all those who want to be saved. And if you are saved but you need strength, we are here to pray for you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message. And at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for sending forth your word. We thank you, O God, for having mercy upon us. We thank you, Lord, for the mentor, Lord, and anoint her for your service. Oh, God, we come to you right now on the behalf of those who are desiring to be saved, desiring to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we call on your holy name. We are asking you, Lord, in faith, to stop by right now while we're praying this prayer, Lord, and forgive their sins, blot out their transgressions. Save them, Lord God, and use them for your service. Have mercy upon them, Lord, and blot out their transgressions. Wash away all of their iniquities. Make them all over, my God. Create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit within them. In the name of Jesus, only you have the power, Lord. And while we're calling on your name, Lord God,
yes,
work miracles, oh Lord Jesus. Work things out, open doors, and make ways right now. In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lord, send an encouragement. Send on strength tonight, Lord. Help, Lord Jesus. Send on help, my God. We're down here waiting on you, Lord. For you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And, Lord, you've already overcome the world. So we are looking to you and we're trusting in you to take us through. In the name of Jesus, bless right now, Lord, with the blessing that we stand in need of, oh, Lord.
Yes.
Lay your hand upon each of us. Touch the Lord, heal, deliver, work it out, Lord Jesus. We believe you tonight, oh God.
Oh, yes,
we're
Lord.
Coming to you in faith. We're asking these petitions, oh Lord, believing, oh God, that we already have the petition.
Yes,
and giving
Lord.
You glory, oh my God. We're thanking you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We
thank
you, oh God, for
thank
helping
you.
Us through the times of temptations
when we fall, oh God, we thank you for picking us back up, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for leading and guiding us, for directing our path. We
yes.
thank you, Lord Jesus, for
thank
giving
you,
us
Jesus.
The opportunity to minister over the broadcast tonight.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord, for all those who are
thank
listening,
you,
asking for a special blessing upon each one, Lord. Command the
yes,
blessing Lord. To overtake them in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, God, remember those who are on the prayer list, one by one, name by name. Move, Lord Jesus. Move in their families, oh, Lord.
Move,
lift
Jesus.
Every burden. Comfort
yes.
those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Heal, Lord God. Make ever with whole.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Lord. Work miracles right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Somebody, oh God, has been waiting for a long time, and Lord, help them to continue to wait for you, God.
Yes,
don't
Lord
let them
Jesus.
Be weary, but help them to put all their trust
help
in
them,
you.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, my Lord, help them to hold on and to count it all joy.
Yes.
When they fall into diverse temptations.
Yes.
Help them, oh God. During the time of being tried, to wait patiently. Oh, blessed
yes,
Savior.
Lord Jesus.
We know you're able, God, and we're
Jesus.
Depending on you, Lord. We're looking unto you. We thank you for what you've already done, Lord. We thank you for what you're doing now, even for this opportunity to call upon your name.
Yes,
oh, Lord. Lord, we bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, oh, God, for what you have done. We praise
thank
your
you,
holy
Jesus.
Name. We ask you right now, God, to accept our prayer. Please, Lord, and continue to bless us. And we'll continue to give your name the praise. All the glory and honor belong to you, Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God for that beautiful, inspiring, timely message coming through Evangelist May on tonight, talking about being tried, amen, and count it all joy. And she touched on many, many beautiful points, things that we should bear in mind, and some of them that stuck out with me. She began to talk about how Jesus said, in your patience, possess ye your soul. It's important that when we fall into the temptation, we count it all joy, because the result is patience. The trying of our faith is going to bring about patience. Praise the Lord. And with patience, God does excellent work in our
yes,
lives.
Yes, he does. Amen.
So I want to encourage you to be patient and to trust the Lord and just wait on him. Praise God, because you'll be blessed, greatly blessed,
yes.
if you make the Lord your trust.
Amen.
The Bible tells us, blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Praise God. So hold on to your faith. Don't let go. And be reminded that Jesus said he has already overcome the world.
Amen.
So we have this peace. He wanted us to have this peace.
Yes.
And this is why he spoke these things to us in the 16th chapter, 33rd verse of St. John, how he was saying, these things have I spoken unto you. He wanted us to have this peace. And
amen.
He knew that we were going to be tried and we would have tests and tribulations. But this is all a part of making us what the Lord wants us to be. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes it does seem extremely severe and very difficult. But know this, the Lord wants us to know to be of good cheer, because he's already overcome the world. He's already done the work. Amen. And all we have to do is trust the Lord. I just think
that
I could go on and on, but praise the Lord. She truly preached, and she brought out many, many beautiful points. And I hope that you were taking notes, because it's important to remember these things, because the time will come when you need to think on the word of God that you've heard. And that word is going to be
your stepping stone. It's going to be your rock, your strength,
yes,
your sword, everything you need to get you through.
Amen.
I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God and keep letting the Lord use you and speak through you. God bless you. At this time, we're going to give way for additional remarks if anyone desires. And Cynthia, you're on the line if you desire so.
Praise God. I thank God for such a beautiful message that came on this evening. I tell you, God, he is constantly speaking to us, and he's sending his word, and it's not going out void. I just thank God. The word of God said, James said, my brethren, meaning you, brother and sister, us in the word of God.
Yes.
Count it all joy when we're going through, when we're being tried, and we must be tried as gold has been tried by the fire. Thank God for that beautiful message. I'm encouraged through the word of God, and I want to encourage you out there that are listening.
Yes.
Amen. Count it all joy. She began
yes
to count
yes
1, 2, 3. Count it all joy. Amen.
Oh, yes.
When
Lord
you're going through, when you're being tried. I tell you, God, he's a good God, and he's
yes
worthy to be praised.
Glory,
I tell you,
glory,
we can't get
glory
enough of the word
God
of God. Amen. Praise him. He's worthy to be
thank
praised.
You, Lord,
God is worthy to be praised.
Yes.
Amen. Just like the songwriter said, count your many blessings. Amen. Count it all joy.
Why
yes going through. Amen. Sometimes it's hard to sit down and just count because we're constantly focusing on the trial that we're in.
Go ahead, tell
you, we can count our blessings and count it all joy.
Yes.
We just go on and praise God like the word
yes
of God said earlier.
Yes,
make
Lord
a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Yes.
Land and serve the Lord with gladness.
Yes.
Be glad about it. Even though we're being tried, be glad about serving God.
Amen.
Amen. I just thank God for the word of God. I'm coming on in. I thank God
ahead
because his
go
word
ahead
is right. His word is true. His word
yes
is powerful. And
yes
I tell you, it will bring you out.
Yes.
If you take it in, it will bring you out. Amen.
Amen.
I just thank God for all things. I'm encouraged to go through with the Lord. Pray my strength in the Lord. The evangelist may continue to preach the word. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for those beautiful, uplifting, encouraging remarks and exhortations coming through Evangelist Cynthia. Praise
amen
the Lord. I just thank God. I'm going to turn it on back over to Evangelist May because that was a soul-stirring message. Very encouraging.
Thank
God.
Amen.
Turn it back over to Evangelist May.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank the Lord
thank
for
you
the remarks. Glory to God. Y'all getting me stirred up all over again. I tell you, glory to God, his word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing between the marrow and the bone, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. I tell you, God is good. We just have to count it all joy. If we want to stay on the Lord's side, we got to just count it all joy. We got to dance
yes
on the devil's neck while the Holy Ghost holding him down, as somebody said.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. We ought to praise God. We ought to lift up his name and give glory and honor unto the name of the Lord for the patience that he's given us. Glory to God to hold on anyway in the midst of our tests and our trials. Glory to God. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. That one that goes through his test and trials that put up all these things and undergo all the suffering, he shall receive a crown of life. Glory to God. Saints, be encouraged because this message is talking to the brethren. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, count it all joy. Some people act like they never been through nothing. Oh, I ain't being tried. Ain't nothing bothering me. You better check yourself. You may not be in the Lord, but you're going to be tried. Every born-again believer will be tried. He shall have tribulation. Not might, but you shall. You're going to have it.
So we thank the Lord. We thank God for all the remarks, the exhortations coming through Evangelist Cynthia and Evangelist Hameen. I enjoyed you and I enjoyed the Lord. I tell you, this day is holy unto the Lord. I tell you, I'm just happy for the word of God and for this opportunity. At this time, this concludes our service, our broadcast for tonight. We look forward to being back on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. If you want to call in for a Bible, don't forget to call 856-304-7774. And this concludes our broadcast at this time.